They are still around, though their culture changed. No battle scars or initiation marks on their black chest. New battlefields to enter and fights to conquer. Still, Aboriginal warriors are among the best. Pen and paper are now the weapons used in modern war. Brushes and paint took the place of nulla nulla and spear. Fight with white men's weapons for their people's rights. The Aboriginal warriors, now modern, are still here. Sister warriors have joined in their people's fight. Education, housing, legal, employment, health and land. These modern warriors now attack with patience and vigour, just like the old people of the long ago warrior band. Men and women, Bonner, Perkins, Miller, Davies, Namatjira, O'Shane, O'Donoghue, McPherson, Cath, warriors by need, through the streets in every town, symbol black, yellow, red, with white supporters, protest marches, their black symbol flying in the lead. Yes, our warriors whose culture, language and land went through civilization's 200 years of ever-changing tracks. Now these modern warriors with pen, paper, paint and brush are still fighting for the rights of Australian blacks. Aboriginal Warrior by Cecil Fisher was published in the Koori Mail on the 20th anniversary of the Tent Embassy, Invasion Day, 1992. I dedicate the reading of this poem to Auntie Elsie, Cecil Fisher's sole remaining sister, and I read it on the anniversary of Dundalee's death in 1854 at the hands of colonial authorities.